AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House says President Biden tested negative this week for COVID-19, an announcement made after the report that someone who traveled with the president to Scotland for the climate summit tested positive there.
The White House says the individual did not have close contact with the president. The person who is fully vaccinated tested positive on a lateral flow rapid test issued by the UK government. The test was required for all attendees at the UN climate summit in Scotland. The White House says Biden tested negative on Tuesday. The person who received the positive test is asymptomatic and remains in Scotland to quarantine while undergoing additional tests. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The administration's announcing its new rules for companies with more than 100 workers. They either have to require employees are vaccinated against COVID-19 or be tested weekly. The January 4th regulation is being enforced by OSHA. Already, some states are suing to block it. The number of COVID cases is still dropping in the U.S., but CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the drop-off has leveled off and the rate of deaths is still too high.
On average, we still see over 1,000 deaths every day.
At the Capitol, it's expected a vote's coming soon on the president's whittled-down social spending plan. Democrats have added back paid family leave and property tax deductions. A witness at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial in Wisconsin says he saw the first victim lunging toward Rittenhouse's gun before Rittenhouse fired.
His attorneys are arguing that he acted in self-defense. Richie McGinnis with the conservative website The Daily Caller.
That he was reaching specifically for the weapon.
Trial audio courtesy of Court TV. Detective Martin Howard testified. Footage shows a protester fired a shot into the air about 2.5 seconds before Rittenhouse began firing at Joseph Rosenbaum. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. The 2021 Toy Hall of Fame inductees have been announced.
There are three new toys that have made the Hall of Fame.
American Girl dolls, the board game Risk, and Sand.
Chief curator Chris Bench says it was a record-setting year.
Typical year, we have somewhere between 5,000 and 8,000 nominations. This year, we had 55,000 nominations.
As for one of the qualifications for induction?
These are toys that have the best qualities of play, learning, creativity, discovery.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A Hollywood mystery may be solved in an upcoming book, Little Sister. Natalie Wood's sister is alleging it was actor Kirk Douglas who sexually assaulted the young actress in a Los Angeles hotel. Both Natalie Wood and Douglas have been dead for many years. Wall Street ended mixed. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.